This is VOA News. I'm Faith Lapidus. U.S. President Donald Trump is in Britain for a visit that includes meeting with the royal family, a state dinner, and talks with outgoing Prime Minister Theresa May. He and First Lady Melania Trump were welcomed on the grand lawn of Buckingham Palace by Britain's Queen Elizabeth. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
To the sounds of gun salutes, Donald Trump and his wife Melania were greeted at Buckingham Palace by the Queen and inspected by the Guard of Honour, formed by the Grenadier Guards wearing the traditional bearskin hats. The gun salute accompanying an official visit is one of the highest honours Britain can bestow on a foreign leader. The ceremony took place under clear blue skies on the spacious garden next to the 775-room palace. That's the official residence of the Queen. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Trump's visit comes as Britain is in the midst of political turmoil. Prime Minister May announced last month she would be resigning after failing to complete Britain's exit from the EU. Trump has publicly backed former Foreign Minister Boris Johnson to succeed her and told reporters late Sunday he may meet with Johnson and pro-Brexit politician Nigel Farage while he is in London. President Trump is demanding that Syria, Russia, and Iran stop bombing the hell out of Idlib province in Syria. Trump said in a late Sunday tweet that the bombings are indiscriminately killing many innocent civilians. Idlib, along the Turkish border, is the last major part of Syria still controlled by rebels trying to topple President Bashar al-Assad. Rebels and their family who surrendered other parts of Syria under the threat of a bloody offensive have crowded into Idlib looking for safety. The rebels have so far refused to give up. This is VOA News. Heavy gunfire has erupted in Sudan's capital as security forces close off streets and attempt to clear protesters from a two-month sit-in calling for democracy, say activists. Sudan's Doctors Association says at least 9 people were killed and many critically injured. The casualties came after gunfire erupted early Monday morning in Khartoum as protesters say security forces attempted to clear their almost two-month sit-in around military headquarters. The Sudanese Professionals Association, the main protest group, accused the military of staging a coup against them and vowed more protests and nationwide strikes. Protester Mohamed Abbas is a member of the SPA. This is a massacre executed by the military council, he says. They lost their patience after 53 days, says Abbas, showing that it's a coup. This is a massacre executed by the transitional military council with planning from the camps opposing the nation's revolution, he says. Thousands of protesters responded Monday by blocking roads and burning tires in parts of the capital. Officials in Afghanistan say a powerful bomb ripped through a minibus carrying government employees in Kabul Monday, killing at least 5 people and injuring 10 others. The deadly attack in the capital occurred on the eve of the annual Eid al-Fitr festivities that mark the end of the Islamic fasting month of Ramadan. There were no immediate claims of responsibility. The White House says President Trump is serious about slapping tariffs on Mexican imports in a dispute over illegal immigration. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney says he expects President Trump to slap at least 5% tariffs on Mexican imports beginning June 10th.
The president is deadly serious about fixing the situation at the southern border. This is not the first time I'm on your program talking about what's happening on the Mexican-U.S. border. We've been talking about it for months.
Mulvaney spoke on Fox News Sunday, but Republican Senator John Kennedy, speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, says he doubts President Trump will take action.
If he slaps a 25% tariff on Mexico, it's going to tank the American economy.
Mulvaney says American consumers would have other buying options should the tariffs increase the prices of Mexican imports. Mike Hempen, Washington.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is voicing skepticism about the prospects for the Trump administration's long-delayed Israeli-Palestinian peace plan even before it's disclosed. He told Jewish leaders last week that he understands why people think this will be a deal that only the Israelis could love, but expressed hope that Mideast leaders will not dismiss the yet-to-be-disclosed peace plan without considering it. There's no timetable for the release yet. I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News.